Hi family, and welcome to Sweet Truth. Do you dare listen? Gosh, this is such an amazing day, and I am so excited for today. You know, I am so excited for the chapter we are about to read, and that is 2 Peter 3:1-7. This is the last chapter of 2 Peter, and so we have so much to learn. So you'll be attentive because we have so much to learn in this last and final chapter of 2 Peter. And again, I will be reading from 2 Peter 3:1-7. What I'm going to do today is read the whole way through 1-7 without stopping. And then after that, I'm going to be reading from the NIV version. Then we can talk about it. Amen. But before we get into all that excitement, let us get into the prayer of the day. So, Father God, I just want to thank you for this day. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will guide us in this day. Go before us, speak through us, Father God. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, and speak to us. Show us what you need to show us, Father God, and may our hearts and minds be open to what you have to say, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, into what you want us to see. Go before us on this day, Holy Spirit, and bless us, protect us, and guide us. I curse and rebuke the plans, tricks, manipulations, and plot strategies of the devil, the demons, and the witches of the world, and I plead your blood, Jesus Christ, over us. I plead your blood, Jesus Christ, to cover us. I plead your blood, Jesus Christ, that cleanses us and keeps us to be with us every step of the way. In your name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So, yo, let me just get right into it because I was like, oh my God, we're reading this. So, without wasting any time, let me get right into it. Verse 1, it reads, Dear friends, This is the second letter I have written to you. In both of them, I have tried to get you to remember some things. You should remember the words that were spoken before the holy early preachers. Do not forget the teachings of the Lord, the one who saves. This was given to you by your missionaries. First of all, I want you to know that in the last days, men will laugh at the truth. They will follow their own sinful desires. They will say, He promised to come again. Where is He? Since our early fathers died, everything is the same from the beginning of the world. But they want to forget that God spoke and the heavens were made long ago. The earth was made out of water, and water was all around it. Long ago, the earth was covered with water, and it was destroyed. But the heaven we see now and the earth we live on now have been kept by His word. They will be kept until they are to be destroyed by fire. They will be kept until the day men stand before God and sinners will be destroyed. Amen. Wow. So, like, a couple things were revealed to me when I was reading this. And before I get right into that, I'm going to go straight ahead to the NIV version and read from it as well. And it reads, Dear friends, this is my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, Where is this coming? He promised, ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago by God's word the heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and the destruction of the ungodly. Amen. And so basically, you know, Peter is letting us know, you know, that, hey, I need y'all to remember this. Like, I need to remind you of these things, you know. And these things are, first of all, the words, you know, we need to remember the words that were spoken, you know, by the early preachers and the early, you know, apostles and all that good stuff. And who are those? Those are, you know, Elijah and them, you know, like all the great, great prophets of both the Old Testament and the New Testament. So we need to remember that, you know. And then in the last days, men will laugh at the truth. They will follow their own sinful desires, their own ways. I've said it in other segments before, you know, that in today as well that we are living in, there are so many truths out there. So it is up to you to find the true truth, and that is the word of God. Ain't no other truth than the word of God. There is only one truth, and that is God. One truth, and that is Jesus Christ. One truth, and that is the Holy Spirit. One truth, and that is the word of God. And so this is up to you to seek out the word of God, to know the word of God, learn the word of God, because that is the only truth that matters. That is the only truth of the true truth. Amen. So when these scoffers, or, you know, whatever you want to call them, come around, you would know that, no, hey, wait a minute, no, this ain't the truth, and there is only one truth. Amen. And then, you know, they would try to use the claim, or like the example of like asking, like, okay, when is, you know, this Jesus coming back again? Or like, you know, the world has always been this way for like thousands and thousands of years, you know, we don't think there is anyone coming. Like, who's gonna come? Like, when is it gonna come, you know? And basically, they are basically gonna try and feed us with all those doubts and you know, and questions, to get you to a point where, like, you know, you even begin to start doubting the coming of the Lord for yourself, the second coming. And so don't let them get you to that point. Don't let them get you, you know, to a point where, you know, believe in the words of sinners instead of like the word of God, you know, because the word of God is true now, then, and forever. The whole truth and nothing but the truth is the word of God. That's why when you aim to know the word for yourself, ain't nobody can lie to you. Amen. Moving on. They want to forget that God spoke and the heavens were made long ago. The earth was covered out of water, and water was all around it. Long ago, the earth was covered with water and it was destroyed. And when I was reading this, this kind of made sense, you know, because I'm like, well, you know, and this actually, let me say this first. The second covering, when the earth was destroyed, the first time it was destroyed was around Noah's time. You know, you guys know the story of the flood and all that. So when I was reading this, and I was like, okay, so it was made out of water, you know, because it was a question once, you know, like, why water, you know, like, why was it a flood? Like, why did God choose a flood? And I was just thinking that, hey, maybe it was because, you know, it was made out of water, you know, from the beginning. Like, you know, the earth was covered with water, you know, it was just like an empty void before God created it. So I was just thinking, like, oh, hey, so that just, you know, checked the box for me. It was like, a kind of like confirmation, like, hey, so it was made out of water, therefore when God brought, that's why he decided to bring upon the flood, you know, like, because it was made with water to begin with. So that kind of made sense. I was like, oh, okay, check. And then Peter goes on to say that the heaven we see now and the earth we live on now have been kept by his word, have been kept by the word of God. God promised, you know, the whole, that was the whole point of the rainbow and all that, was to keep his promise. God promised that he would never flood the earth again, which makes sense because the word continues to say that, you know, the earth will be kept until the very last day. And what last day is that? That last day is when he comes again. You know, the day of judgment, the judgment day, when God will come again, the second coming, you know. And the word, of course, does let us know that, hey, this earth will be destroyed, point blank, period. It will be destroyed. And what I find fascinating about this is that, you know, the second destroying of the earth will happen by fire. So the second destroying of the earth is not gonna be, you know, with water, by, you know, with a flood or anything like that, because God promised us using a rainbow. He said, you know, I will never flood the earth again. So it only makes sense that this second destroying of the earth, and first of all, the second destroying of the earth, that's gonna be like once and for all, you know. And this time, or rather that time, when that happens, it's not only gonna be the earth but the heavens as well, because the word of God says, I will give you, I will make a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. And so the second destroying of this earth, of this world, will be by fire. I don't know if the heaven of now is going to be destroyed by fire as well. I'm not sure about that. Maybe, probably not. So that is the only thing that I'm not sure about, is whether, you know, the heaven will also be... Hold on, it says, let me read it, maybe it does let us know. So verse 7 says, but the heaven we see now and the earth we live on now have been kept by his word. They will be kept until they are to be destroyed by fire. Okay, so yeah, even heaven will be destroyed by fire. So both heaven and earth, you know, will be destroyed by fire, because God, we want, you know, a new earth and a new heaven for us all, because that will be it, you know, like judgment day, the second coming, that's it. Ain't no life on earth anymore. There won't be no life on this, you know, odd earth or current earth anymore. So therefore, you know, if he's gonna, no, not if, he will create, you know, a new earth, a new world for us. So it only makes sense that he will also create a new heaven for us. Amen. Glory to God. What an amazing, an amazing, an amazing, what an amazing God we serve. You know, I can't even begin to fathom what that will look like, you know, because I look around and I love nature so much, and I look at trees and I like to watch trees and flowers and birds and butterflies and everything to do with the earth. And so it is just so beautiful to me, you know. And when I get to think about, you know, this new earth that's going to be created, and I already know, like, I can feel it in my spirit and in my soul, in my heart, that it is when gonna be 2 times as more beautiful, 3 times or like a fourth, you know, of the beauty that I see right now. And I am so amazed, you know, like all the beautiful things that I get to witness each and every day, the sunsets, you know, the way, you know, certain birds and like just insects sit on trees and how they choose them. Anyway, I'm just rambling about here, but man, like the beauty of it all. What an amazing God. Wow, what an artist, you know. I can't even begin to, I cannot wait for one. Like, I cannot wait to see the new heaven and the new earth, you know, as it will come. So glory be to God. That is why the word, you know, that is why even in First Peter, if you've listened to my other segments, says that, hey, like, this is not your home, you know. Do not get attached to this world, you know, and this, if you can admire it, you know, but this is not your home. Your home is with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, man, like, I've learned a lot from this segment, and I hope y'all have learned as much as I have learned by this chapter today. Wow, there's just so much, you know, to learn from this. But the two most important things, you know, is that to know is that there will come a time when, you know, people are just gonna wanna follow their own ways, which I think they're actually even currently doing right now. You know, people just wanna live in their own sinful desires and do their own thing and, you know, make their own rules and make their own truth. So don't be one of them. Amen. Do not be one of them. All sorts of things are to come in the near future, you know, but despite all that, just remember that, hey, cling on to the one truth. And what is that? The word of God. What is that? Jesus Christ. Cling on to the one true God. Cling on to the one true word, and that is the word of God. Amen. And then two, this world will be destroyed, so do not cling to it. Do not view it as your home. This is not your home. There will be a new earth and a new heaven when the second coming comes on Judgment Day. And this earth that we currently live on now, that we know it to be, will be destroyed forever by fire. Amen. And so, y'all, I hope you've learned so much from this segment. I know I've been blessed when I was reading this. I was just like, wow, mind blown, you know. And like, thank you, Holy Spirit, for, you know, confirming about why it had to be a flood back then, you know, instead of it just being, you know, it could have been anything else. But why did it have to be a flood? And it was just like confirmation to me, like, hey, the earth was made out of water, so it only makes sense, like, you know, it's this way. And so if y'all are willing to turn away from your sinful ways and your old ways, and you're like, you know what, I'm done with this life, I'm done with following my own truth, these sinful desires and all that, what do I do? I want to repent. What do I do? It's with truth. And well, repeat after me. Let us pray. Dear God, I know I am a sinner, and I have sinned against you and your word. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that he died for my sins and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as Lord. From this day forward, guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. And if you pray that prayer, God is so proud of you. He says, welcome back, welcome home, my son, my daughter. And the heavens in heaven rejoice and dance and sing. Amen. I am so, so proud of you. And yo, be blessed, be encouraged, and be fearless. Have a blessed day.